Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network, and I am Lupusol, and we are here with Offsides and Slobberknocker right before Christmas, and we've got lots of great news for the college top 25 plus 5 and pro football. Who's looking like they're going to make some moves to get into the playoffs? We'll find out on Slobberknocker right after Offsides here. Anyway, welcome to the Trim Radio Network. Yeah, come on over. You can follow us. You can message us. You can shop. And if you want to be a part of our team, all you have to do is let us know, and we'll show you how easy it is. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. That great song right there, Bring Me to Life, and I'll tell you what, some college teams really need it right now. Covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. And we do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You call in, give us your opinion. We'd honor it. We'd love it. You go ahead. You want to bring the game to me? Come on. I'm ready for it. Anyway, you call in, just no cussing and no swearing. That's all we ask. Anyway, with that, I'll tell you what. We have got a lot going on. And college football is just getting moving here, folks. So let's take a look at it all. Well, didn't work out so good on the first couple of games. Miami of Ohio, well, they got beat by UAB. And pretty much everyone was expecting that, and I was expecting that. So I had taken UAB and did all right there. Utsa and Troy, I took Troy, and sure enough, Troy came through 18-12. Over Utsa, which was great. One I lost was Cincinnati and Louisville. I expected Cincinnati really to be a strong part. And you know what? They weren't, and they got spanked 24-7. So lost that game. And a game I think we all lost, Jackson State, 12-1. They had a chance to go 13-0 and going against North Carolina Central. And boy, North Carolina Central, they took this thing into overtime, and Jackson State came up short. 41-34, they lost. Florida got absolutely just spanked by Oregon State. I picked Florida. I thought Florida would really show up. They do real well during normal bowl games. However, man, they really, it was a dud. So I don't have a lot of hope for Florida this next year. They lost 30-3. Boy, that was a whooping. Washington State, I took Fresno State on this one. I just picked them for physicality and everything else. Took out Washington State 29-6. And of course, we move on up, and everyone I think picked this game right here. Southern Miss over Rice. That was kind of a no-brainer. 38-24, they won. And I took BYU over SMU, and I won that game. 24-23, boy, was that a close game. Tough game. I also took Boise State over North Texas, and that, another close game that I wasn't really expecting to be close. You know, 96% of the people picked that game for Boise State, and they did. They won 35-32, but very close game. Marshall didn't really have any problems with UConn. They rolled 28-14, and Marshall looks real good. You know, hey, 9-4, not bad, not bad at all. And a game right here that I figured San Jose State would win, they just got smacked around, and they lost to Eastern Michigan right now, 41-27. So that one, and you know, 59% of the people picked San Jose State. Next up, well, and here it comes. It'll be coming up at 7:30 here in just a little bit. Toledo versus Liberty. So Liberty 8-4 at Toledo 8-5. And, you know, 67% of the people picked Toledo. And Toledo's one of those teams. They show up. You know, they're good at bowl games. So I picked them too. I expect them to win over Liberty. However, this could kind of go either way. And then, again, today, here we go, or Wednesday, I'm sorry, we have Western Kentucky playing South Alabama. And I got to tell you, Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, you know, 8-5, not bad at all. However, I like South Alabama in this one. You know, they're 10-2. They are tough. They look good. I like South Alabama on that one. However, I could end up eating a lot of crow here on these next two games. We'll see. And then Thursday, 12:22, and we're getting really close to Christmas here. We have Baylor at 6-6 going against Air Force 9-3. I like Baylor in this game. I think the speed and everything else, I think that they can hold their own. And at 6-6, they end up 7-6 on the season. And I think that they will take out Air Force and keep Air Force from becoming a 10-win team. We shall see. And, of course, on the 23rd, Christmas Eve, here we go. This ought to be a really, this ought to be a good game, believe it or not. Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns. And I told you, they are giant killers, and they always play tough. They are going to be going against the Houston Rockets. So I'll tell you what, Houston Cougars, and it's going to be a tough one there. 92% of the people picked Houston at 7-5 going against Louisiana at 6-6. That ought to be very good. And later on in the day at 6:30 p.m., guess what? We have got Wake Forest, and they are going against Missouri. Wake Forest is big, physical, good team, 7-5 against Missouri, a 6-6 team. Don't let Missouri fool you. They're big, they can play ball, and I just think that they're going to give Wake Forest a little too much to handle. I took Missouri in that game, so that ought to be interesting. Middle Tennessee against San Diego State. And I got to tell you, Middle Tennessee 7-5 against San Diego State 7-5. I like Middle Tennessee. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But I've watched Middle Tennessee play. You know, they can score. They got a pretty prolific offense. San Diego State is a tough team. So we're going to see how that works out. Hopefully, Middle Tennessee can pull it out. And then on a Monday, 12:26, 2 days or the day after Christmas, we have New Mexico State at 6-6 against Bowling Green at 6-6. I like Bowling Green in this one. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but I think Bowling Green can pull it out. So we're starting to get into some serious points here, you know, 18 points on that game. So we'll see. 76% pick Bowling Green. And, of course, on the San Diego State game, 85% pick San Diego State. And San Diego State is a tough team. So this will give Middle Tennessee a chance to let's see if they can shine or not. And Tuesday, 12:27, Georgia Southern 6-6 against Buffalo 6-6. Buffalo is full of surprises here and there, so we're going to see how that plays out, but I like Georgia Southern's. I just like seeing how they play. They play pretty tough, so I'm taking Georgia Southern on this one. And then again on Tuesday, 12:27, this one won't be too bad. We have Memphis 6-6 against Utah State 6-6. And Utah State is usually a very good team, but so is Memphis. The Tigers are tough. And I like the toughness of the Tigers. I'm taking them. And then again later on during the day at 6:45 p.m., Coastal Carolina, 9-3 against East Carolina, 7-5. Very evenly picked. East Carolina could, I don't know. That's going to be a tough one. A lot of people like Coastal Carolina. I'm not so sure. The Pirates have a way of showing up. So yeah, we're gonna wait and see how it plays out. 57% of the people picked the Coastal Carolina, and 43% picked East Carolina. So this is gonna be a tough one to pick. I've got a few days. If I want to change that one, I might. I'm not sure yet. And then we're gonna get into some of the real good games. Here we go. 12:27 at 10:15 p.m. Wisconsin 6-6 against Oklahoma State. And that is 7-5. I like Oklahoma State in this one. I think Wisconsin is good, but they've got a lot to overcome this year. And I think Oklahoma State is going to give them all that they want. And then, of course, we have UCF and Duke. UCF 9-4 at Duke 8-4. I got to tell you, I really like UCF on that one. So we're gonna see how that plays out. UCF is just, they're just tough. That's, you know, they've done real well over the last few years, and they just seem to stick around. So that's going to be an interesting game. And that game's on at 2 o'clock on 12/28. And also Wednesday, 12/28, Kansas versus Arkansas. Now, I know people have watched Kansas. They're 6-6, and they're going against Arkansas 6-6. I watched Arkansas play, and it's going to be very interesting. The offensive coordinator went to South Carolina. So whether he's going to stick around for the bowl game or not, I'm not sure. I have to find out more information. But Arkansas is definitely a very good team, and in the SEC, 78% of the people pick them, 22% pick Kansas. But you can't count the you know, the Big 12 out. So Big 12 is a tough, tough conference. So that ought to be interesting. And then Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m., here's a good one. North Carolina, 9-4. Now there's Mac. Mac is going to be coaching those old North Carolina Tar Heels. And they're going against the Ducks. And I'm just going to tell you, Oregon, I think is going to, well, they're just going to route them. So North Carolina 9-4 against Oregon 9-3. And I'm giving this one to Oregon all the way. And then we have a tough game, and depends on how Lane Kiffin gets these guys up. Texas Tech is no easy pushover team at 7-5. But Ole Miss, you know what? They held Alabama to within 7. And, yeah, they flubbed it the last bunch of games. I don't know if they what happened with them. But I think Lane Kiffin will have them ready, and they'll end up 9-4. So that game is at 9 o'clock on 12/28. 12/29, we have the Syracuse, the Orangemen, 7-5, and that is at 2 o'clock p.m. versus Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, at 8-4. I like Minnesota in this one. Bigger, a little faster, stronger. I think Minnesota takes this game. And here's going to be an interesting game also on 12/29 at 5:30 p.m., Oklahoma versus Florida State. Oklahoma at 6-6 versus Florida State at 9-3. I like the Noles. They do well in bowl games. Oklahoma does well in bowl games, but Oklahoma just, you know, we're missing the quarterback there. And I'll tell you what, I think Florida State is really starting to pull it together. So I like Florida State in this game, and we'll see. I think that they're going to do pretty well. 91% of the people also pick Florida State. Then on Thursday, 12/29 at 9 p.m. also, here we go. We have Texas, 8-4 versus Washington, 10-2. And I got to tell you, I like Washington in this one. I think that they want to get to 11-2, and people better watch out. I could see them, as a matter of fact, joining the Big Ten not far after everything has been everything has transpired. USC, UCLA, the Regents, they decided, let it happen. It's happening. So they're coming into the conference of the Big Ten in 2024. Going to be very interesting. And they're going to look for a few more teams. I like Washington to be one of those teams. I like Oregon or Utah to be the other, to tell you the truth. It's going to be very interesting which ones they take. Frankly, I would take Utah over Oregon in that one, but we'll wait and see how it works out. I just like Utah just plays tough football all the time. So does Oregon, but Utah is a little more oomph. So I think probably Utah will join the conference and Washington. So we'll see. So I'm taking Washington in that game over Texas. 50% of the people pick them. 50% of the people pick Texas. This is really kind of a who shows up. Quinn Ewers is new quarterback at Texas, and I'll tell you what, he's good. Can he hold up with Washington? I'm not so sure. We're going to have to wait and see, but I like Washington in that game. And this is going to be an upset that's really one that I've been watching is Maryland, 7-5, going against number 23, North Carolina State, 8-4. 73% of the people picked North Carolina State. I like Maryland. I think Maryland's going to give them all that they can handle. So I like that one. That game comes on Friday on the 30th. at 12 o'clock p.m. And right after that one, we're following on the 30th at 2 o'clock p.m., Pittsburgh and UCLA. Pittsburgh 8-4 against UCLA 9-3. I got to tell you, I like the UCLA Trojans. I'm just going to tell you that is a team to be reckoned with. And they're angry. So it is going to be a good game. 92% of the people picked UCLA over Pittsburgh. 8% picked Pittsburgh. Then Friday, also at 3:30 p.m., Notre Dame and South Carolina. Notre Dame at 8-4 against South Carolina at 8-4. A lot of people are picking Notre Dame over South Carolina. 52% of the people picked Notre Dame over South Carolina. And I've taken South Carolina. South Carolina does great at bowl games. I've been to many of them. There's only been one or two that I've seen them lose. They have a winning bowl record, and they are extremely tough, and they have something to prove. And that new coach, and plus they have the new offensive coordinator now from Arkansas, as I said. So whether he's helping out with the bowl game or not is going to be interesting. South Carolina did lose a lot of players to the transfer portal, some of their big players. It's going to be tough to overcome, but so did Notre Dame. So this transfer portal thing has really been wreaking havoc on everyone's picks. But I could just tell you this. Don't count South Carolina out. The Gamecocks are tough, and they are mighty, and they're going to come to play. I promise you that. All right, then we have at 4:30 p.m. on 12:30, Ohio, the Bobcats, going against the Wyoming Cowboys. 9-4, Ohio, going against Wyoming, 7-5. And I like Ohio in that one. They show up, and they're pretty tough. So 79% of the people picked them, and 21% picked Wyoming. I like Ohio in that game for sure. Tennessee and Clemson, they're coming on at 8 o'clock p.m. Number 6 Tennessee at 10-2 going against number 7 Clemson, 11-2. Dabo Swinney always has his teams ready to play, but so does Josh Heupel. So it's going to be, I like Tennessee in this game, believe it or not. I think that you're going to find out that Milton is just as good a quarterback as Hendon Hooker, and he's going to be throwing. And he's going against a new quarterback, Kublik. So it's going to be interesting, but I think Tennessee is going to pull this out with physicality, and that's what I think. Clemson might have a little better defense, but can they handle Tennessee's offense? That's going to be the question. And then we're getting into the good ones, guys. Here we go. Alabama, Saturday, 12:31, New Year's Eve. Number 5, Alabama, 10-2, going against number 9, Kansas State. 10-3. This was a very, very tough pick. Kansas State just gave TCU everything that they could handle. And I'll tell you what, they are fast, tenacious, and physical. Question is, are they as fast and physical as Alabama? I'm not so sure. I think Alabama wins this one. Close game. But Alabama just has too much talent. So I like Alabama on that one. And Saturday, also at 12 o'clock p.m., Iowa going against Kentucky. 7-5, 7-5. And I like Kentucky in that game. Kentucky has a much better offense. Iowa has got a much better defense. Question is, if you can't put points on the board, you're doomed. And I just like Kentucky's chances a lot better. 71% of the people agree, and Iowa has 29%. So I like Kentucky in that one. And then we get into Saturday. Here we are, 12:31 at 4 o'clock p.m. TCU going against Michigan. Number 2 versus number 3. TCU 12-1 against 13-0 Michigan. That's going to be, I think it's going to be an ugly game. I've got to tell you, I think Michigan is going to roll. And I think TCU is going to be surprised at how physical, how strong, how fast they are. And then we get in, so I'm taking Michigan in that one. So then we get into also on 12/31 at 8 o'clock p.m. Here we go. Ohio State, number 4, versus Georgia, number 1, 13-0. And Ohio State with that one loss to Michigan. And boy, did they lose big. But it was at the end of the game, and I think it just things just kind of spun out of control. 88% of the people are picking Georgia, over 12% picking Ohio State. Looking at physicality, looking at everything else in it, across the board, I see Georgia winning this game. Buckeye fans, as much as it hurts me to admit this, I just don't see Ohio State keeping up with Georgia. I just don't see it. Would I love to see an Ohio State-Michigan national title game? You bet I would. There's nothing more that would make me happier than to see that. Is it going to happen? I don't believe so. So I could be wrong, but we'll wait and see. And then on Monday, our Monday 1-2, Mississippi State is going against Illinois. A lot of people are taking Mississippi State. I think Illinois is pretty tough. But I'm going to go with Mississippi State, too. I think that they're going to be the better team there. Illinois, can't count them out, though. They held Michigan very close. So we'll wait and see, but I like Mississippi State. And then at 1 o'clock p.m., Tulane and USC. This one's a no-brainer for me. Tulane is 11-2, and USC is also 11-2, but I like USC. I think that they're going to do fantastic, and they're going to take Tulane out. And also at 1 o'clock, same day, LSU going against Purdue. Well, Purdue's quarterback bailed and everybody else. So I like LSU in this game, 9-4 against Purdue's 8-5. And then we get into the granddaddy of them all, and that's at 5 o'clock p.m., Penn State 10-2 going against Utah 10-3. I got to tell you, I like Utah in that game. So it's going to be very interesting, folks. And here's the final picks to make. TCU versus TCU Michigan versus the Ohio State Georgia. Who wins it all? I like the Ohio State Georgia side of it winning it all over the TCU Michigan side. So, and how many points? Well, I like it 65. And I think that's a good call for it. And that's about all I have right here for offsides. And I'll tell you what, let's have fun. Let's watch the games. Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope everyone enjoys it. We'll do a wrap-up next Tuesday of everything that went on, and we'll see how everything plays out. I hope everyone has a very wonderful Christmas, safe, peaceful, and loving. Be good to one another, and thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned. Up next, Slobberknocker is coming on here with Austin Neely, and he is ready to roll because he has so much pro stuff to talk about. So just stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages in music.